GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. When it comes to matters of marijuana, medical or recreational, oftentimes to help wrap our minds around the issue, we call up our friend in Waldo County. George, Paul McCarrier of Legalize Maine is up early and he's on line one to talk with us this morning for GHRT. How are you, Paul?
I'm great, gentlemen. How are you two?
You mean you're in the state of Maine? I thought you were down in the Caribbean somewhere.
Oh, I was down gallivanting, and, you know, I had to make the pilgrimage to Jamaica, go to Bob Marley's tomb, and pay my respects down there.
That was terrific. Good for you. While you were gone, or maybe this has been in the works and we didn't know about it, Maine has signed a 3-year contract with a company. I think they're called Franwell Incorporated. Franwell Incorporated. And I guess they're going to use this company and see how they can do in tracking and tracing marijuana services. What do you know of Franwell? What do you know of this tracking company?
So Franwell has a program called Metric, which is an extensive and complicated seed-to-sale tracking software that'll enable not only the state but also industry participants to be able to track every plant that they have and every gram of marijuana from the seed to its final sale.
Okay, that's a good idea, I think. It sounds, on paper, a good idea.
Sounds complicated.
How do you do it? Right? Complicated, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where yesterday I spent a lot of the time going over the YouTube and researching Metric with its, you know, merits and flaws. And, I think before we get into the discussion about the actual software program, is that we should take a moment to recognize that this is showing the seriousness of the new administration, the Mills administration, on moving forward with the adult use program. And also, I think it shows that the new cannabis czar, Eric Gunderson, is moving fast and is willing to really listen to Maine voters and say that we want to get this program up and running. We want to start being able to allow adults to access safe alternative to alcohol, cannabis. And we also want to make sure the state starts bringing in that delicious tax revenue.
Delicious tax revenue. Yeah. Lawmakers salivate as they hear you say it, too. I get Maine's not alone here. We're not deer ago on this. There are, about a dozen other states that use this technology to track and trace sales?
Exactly. There are exactly a dozen other states that use this in this program in one form or another. One thing that we're really hoping that this administration looks at is the fact that even though we do have a seed-to-sale tracking software, is that this software does come with, I think, some warnings where if you make it overcomplicated or if you make the requirements too burdensome, that it can actually do the opposite by encouraging people to go to the black market, because you're going to have issues with software interface and you're going to have difficulty for the consumer to actually purchase the product.
All right. The states that are using it have a reason to use it. This is for medical use, and it's for recreational use. Let me play the other side for a minute just to get an answer. Why do we need to do this? Just grow the plant and make pot and make money. Why are we getting so complicated?
Well, On many levels, I agree with you, George, and ideally that would be the system that we could do. There's an old Maine phrase that I've said for years, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And a lot of people are, in fact, really upset about this system. They're upset about the fact that there's going to be an additional $40 a month fee just to use this software, so that's going to be another cost put on businesses. And then you're talking about, just raising the cost to consumers, and these are tax and regulated businesses that are already competing with a live and well and thriving illicit market. So you're going to have businesses that are going to have to start considering, am I going to have to raise the cost for my patients and for my consumers to meet the regulatory compliance? But to answer your question about why is this necessary, is that I think this is important because this will help, again, move us towards having a completely closed-loop system where we're going to make sure that cannabis that is produced in a legal manner isn't being diverted to the illicit market, to make sure that everyone's paying their fair share of sales tax and on adult use excise tax. And I think finally this is going to be important to make sure that the federal government doesn't come in and do any enforcement action, because we'll be able to show that we have a system that's able to track the inventory in the state and where it goes to.
From Legalize Maine, Paul McCarrier, our guest on GHRT, with insight into this deal that Maine has signed, a 3-year contract to track and trace marijuana, not just recreational use, but medical use, to this company, Farwell Incorporated, using radio frequency identification tags. What's this going to do to the price of pot? The cost of this contract has got to be paid somehow, and I'm just wondering if it's going to go all the way to users.
Well, I think thankfully the cost of the contract is, when you consider government contracts, $150,000 for 3 years is actually pretty low. You know, you're considering $50,000 a year. You know, that's a good salary for one person to basically run a program for the year. What I think we're going to have to look at is what the state is going to specifically require end users, such as the small businesses in Maine, that the data they're going to have to input into this system and the extent that they're going to have to do reporting. And that's something which Legalize Maine is very active. We're engaged with the legislature right now. We're engaged with the Office of Cannabis over in the Cross Building. And we're going to try to hopefully, we're going to work with them, and hopefully they will see the logic in making sure this product isn't too burdensome for people to use. The biggest thing that I could see businesses requiring is if you don't have someone who's very computer savvy on staff, you're going to have to probably look to hire someone who is very computer savvy, because this is going to be quite a steep learning curve for anybody who hasn't used any sort of advanced software program before. And we're also going to have to make sure that, you know, that there's a, you know, in some ways a grace period to make sure that people can learn how to use this new system. Because as we've seen, nothing is perfect, neither the metric system or the participants in the program. But we're going to have to make sure that we have the time to do it properly, to benefit not only the businesses of the state of Maine, but also the state coffers and the citizens.
3-year contract. Was this a competitive bid?
I believe this was a competitive bid. There are probably around 4 or 5 large seed-to-sale tracking software companies in the United States right now to deal with the almost 30 states that have medical and adult use medical and or adult use cannabis. I think they chose Metric because Metric has the contracts with the most states in the United States. They have 13 states, including Maine now, and also because they are the program that is used by Colorado. And I know that the state of Maine has been leaning a lot on Colorado, and I would predict that in this new bid for RFP to write the rules, that they will choose the firm that was run by the former marijuana czar of Colorado to be a consultant to help draft the rules here for the state of Maine.
Paul McCarrier is on the phone with us. He's from Legalized Maine. Maine signed a 3-year contract to track and trace medical and recreational marijuana sales. My question, so if it's a dumb one, blame me, not George. How do you low-jack a bud? It just seems. Do you put it... Do you attach it to some electronic device or some tagging device? Do you attach it to the pot which holds the plant? I'm not sure. How does this... You watch the YouTubes. You tell us.
So the idea is that you're going to be taking a tag that is produced specifically by this company. And so this is one of the criticisms of the program that we've seen so far, is that all industry participants are going to be mandated to purchase product from this Florida-based company. And so you're going to have to essentially take one of those tags and put a tag on every single plant that you have. And then so that gives the regulators the ability to come into a room and essentially use a device, kind of like I think a tricorder from Star Trek, or essentially an iPad, to scan the general area of your cultivation to determine how many plants are there and if that aligns with your system. One of the things that I think, I mean, if I'm incorrect, LoJack means how to move it outside of the system. Is that right?
No, I thought when you have your kid LoJacked, maybe I'm misusing the phrase. I've got a chip in him, so I know where he is at all times.
Oh, okay.
Or you can track someone's cell phone. I'm LoJacked. Maybe I'm saying that wrong. I'm not a hip kid.
I thought you were.
It just seems strange to me. How do you track? And isn't there a lot of potential for someone? You know, I got this here, but I got a couple more out in the shed. You know, just don't look over there, Bob. You know.
Well, I think there's always the possibility for people to cheat the system, but this system will make it much more difficult to do that. But at the same time, we're going to have to make sure that the system isn't so burdensome that it makes it where it's impossible to use. And that's something which, you know, we've been working with legislators, and we've been talking to the public and other policymakers specifically about trying to find the correct balance between regulatory compliance and discouraging consumers from being able to come purchase from a legal market. You know, we've seen the day that actually that they signed this contract 2 days ago, the day after Massachusetts metric soft tracking software went down because there was some corrupted data input. So all of a sudden you had these stores that could put cannabis on the shelves, but because of a software issue, they weren't able to put it on the shelves and people weren't able to purchase it. So we can make the safe assumption that they went somewhere else that is not taxed, not regulated, to make their purchase. So that money still got spent, but it didn't get spent in a legal facility and the state did not capture that revenue.
Yeah, LoJack does mean, I had to look it up online with the Urban Dictionary.
Urban.
To LoJack is the term to imply that someone has you on an electronic leash. So.
Well, if Paul thinks I don't know anything about marijuana, wait till he finds out what I don't know about going up on the cloud.
Now, well, again, but I think that raises a good point, George, is that, you know, we're thinking about the people who are in the businesses in the state of Maine here, and that if they're not, you know, if they're not very skilled with, you know, computer software programs, that they're going to have a handicap at this. They're going to have a very steep learning curve to be able to do this. And I know that the state's putting up programs to try to teach people how to do this. But again, if you're not used to sitting in front of a computer screen for 3 hours a day inputting data, and being able to navigate an advanced program like this, you know, you're going to have to take some time to learn it.
Well, that brought me to my second part of the question was, everybody's being hijacked somewhere on the internet.
LoJacked.
LoJacked. LoJacked.
Yeah. Hijacked means we're taking this plane to Cuba and you're going to do it now. Okay.
But so what about hackers? If they get can they do anything bad? I mean, we worry about elections. We worry about this. We worry about our credit cards. What can a bad guy do to this system?
So this system is based in the cloud, and the system is digital. So anything that could happen to any computer system or any cloud could happen to this. And so that's one of those things where, again, I have confidence in our state contractors and our state employees to be able to use their cybersecurity skills to make this a secure program. But that's something, again, we're hoping to have you know, written into the final rules, where what happens if the system crashes? If the system crashes in the state of Maine, or if it's being held hostage through some data ransom program, does the whole marijuana program in the state of Maine come to a grinding halt and no one can buy anything until they fix that problem? Or are we going to have a safeguard to make sure that sales can continue while the program can be fixed?
Elephant in the room question comes in to us in the Maine Technology Group text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Seriously, will this not force more people into underground or into the black market? Paraphrasing, this is another hurdle in trying to make a legal living now that voters have said that recreational marijuana is legal. Is there a chance this is going to drive more people underground?
Yeah, I think there is a chance that that could happen. But again, that's where it's, you know, I think there is a chance that could happen, but it is definitely premature to say that that will happen. Right now, there's a lot of details that have to be worked out on, like, what's going to be required to put in the program and what is going to be required for the tracking. But that's something that's yet to be seen. And I'm thinking that we're going to have an administration, and I know that we're going to have a cannabis czar that is going to be sensitive to the fact that anything that is going to be too cost prohibitive is going to have the opposite effect of building a tax and regulated market. So everyone's going to have to still take a wait and see approach. You know, I encourage everyone to maintain close contacts with their representatives and state senators, but not to necessarily, you know, fly off the handle and predict all doom and gloom yet. We have to give this a chance to develop. We have to get a chance to get some rules drafted before we start making criticisms at that level of it.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.